Let's see. You always did prefer the bathroom stall farthest from the door. But I should check them all. I wonder. When did you realize I'd find you? When you heard my voice? Or did your mind start racing the minute you heard a very bad girl walking into the men's room? One stall left. I can't help but wonder. You've been so jumpy ever since I found you. Maybe you always knew I'd find you again. No witness protection, no intelligence relocation program could ever make me lose your scent. Huh. Hi, baby. How's your little date going?
Did you miss me too?
And don't you dare scream. Or at least, don't you dare scream before I give you permission. I'd happily bruise your cute little neck to ensure a nice, quiet extraction. And we don't want that, do we? See, darling? All you have to do is nod your precious little head, and I'll take care of you. This mediocre restaurant in the middle of nowhere, having a mediocre conversation with an incredibly boring girl who's never even left the country. We could be in Paris, darling, eating steak tartare and fucking each other unconscious. No reason to let one little mistake on your part, ruin everything we had. I love you. And sure, you were part of my cover at first, a little asset to mine for information, but you were also my darling playmate and the mouse to my cat. And you should have known I wasn't done with you. Nobody takes what belongs to me. Did you really think you could break up with me by blowing my cover? So, as far as I'm concerned, all these floozies you've been taking to bars and restaurants, it's just you cheating on me. It's okay. I know you didn't realize that you're still mine, and it's not like you actually care about any of them. Right? Good. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. This is the easy way, believe it or not. You're going to wash your hands. And then you're going to put your arm around me. We're going to walk right out the front door. Walk straight past your table. You'll tell me a joke. Something casual. Something you. And I'll laugh and catch a glimpse of that little tart's heartbreaking. And then you'll get in the back of an unmarked black van and I'll take you to your debriefing. Because the hard way involves this needle, sweetie. It's a compound of my own invention, a powerful muscle relaxer coupled with a mild sedative. It'll make you nice and pliant, only, it has this really interesting effect on men. They get hard, but then they just can't come. You can stroke them for hours, and they just whine harder and harder, but they just can't. You know what I mean? Oh, sweetie. You thought you could text for help while I was talking?
Such a shame.
I hate that I missed you. You were always so, so difficult to own. Why do you run? Do you think you can do better than me? Me? Haven't I always treated you well, my darling? Good. Oh. Glad you're waking up. You're already wearing practically all my lipstick. Let me reply. Anyway, did you sleep well, honey? Don't even try to move. Maybe you could lift your hand an inch? If you really wanted to. Now, pay attention. This is your phone. Now, this is your phone when you try to thwart my plans. So don't you ever try to call for help. Don't you understand how much that hurts my feelings? I love you. I care so much about you, doll. You are my everything. I tracked you halfway across the continent because being with you is the most important thing in my life. And I think, with just a little more time, maybe some hard lessons, you realized that you don't need any of that bullshit from other girls. You can do so much better than them. After all, you can do me. I won't make you pick up the check. I won't make you wait a whole day before answering your flirty texts. Oh, you sweet little idiot. Did you think you had any secrets from me? I've had your SIM card cloned for months now. It was really hard to see you struggling. I thought they would teach you a lesson about how important it is to be with someone who really, really, really likes you. Now, let's make this really clear. You will never see her again. Okay? Not her. Not your handlers who tried to hide you. Not anyone who's trying to take you away from me. Okay, honey? I forgot how sensitive you are. I don't usually straddle assets while I'm debriefing them, but you are just so darn cute, all nervous and handcuffed. Is that a Glock in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, how long has it been for you, baby? A little dry spell since anybody ground their pussy against you or ran their fingers along your throat told you you're special. I know I've been really hard on you lately, but now you're just being hard on me, pet. All this talk of punishment. You need a little carrot. Huh? A reminder of how I'd break you into a sobbing, cum-soaked puddle and scoop you back together, spoon you, and whisper sweet nothings until you fall asleep in my arms, exhausted, satisfied, safe. No. All puns aside, I think it's time I literally debrief you. Look at you, proud little soldier, standing at attention for me. Good boy. Do you still want to be my good boy? You smell like a good boy. That slight musky odor of your cock. It's really sexy. Just the smell of you with your pent up cum softens my black little heart and makes my pussy wet. You sound like a good boy. Do you want to beg for me? I know that little concoction I injected you with at the restaurant is making everything so tingly. Every time I kiss you, it's like a sweet, warm, relaxing wave from your tip down your shaft, spreading all across your body to the tips of your toes. You know what I said about it making it harder for you to come? Well, I think all the fun happens before that. The begging, in particular. Hours and hours of begging, pleading, whimpering. You know I don't want you to suffer. I never hurt you, puppy. So if it starts to feel uncomfortable, you have to let me know. Go on. Leave nothing to my imagination. Music to my ears. Maybe, just maybe, I will let you come. I could be convinced. After all, you do look like a good boy. That docile expression. You know you're putty in my hands. And do you like watching me bend down and stroke you? Kiss you? It's an act of devotion. I hope you know that. That I want nothing more but to make you feel good. And to edge your brains out. It's for your own good. Delicious. Dust. Delicious. You taste? It's frayed. Is it because it feels so good? You never last long in my mouth, but you'll have to. Chemically able to cross that line into brainless total pleasure. Unless you want to come down my throat, pussy. Like really, really bad. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's possible. If, you know, you really know that you belong to me. Mind over matter and all that. I mean, it's true. If I just slow-jerked you, I could in fact keep you hard for hours and hours. You'd be mindless by the end of it. But I think we both know I want you to come into my mouth. I want to look up at you, stick out my tongue, show you what a mess you made, and swallow it all. Because it's mine. You know that, don't you? If you really are my precious little good boy, you wouldn't keep it from me. Not when my pouty little lips are demanding it so expertly from you. Not to mention my throat bulging with your cock. How can you deny me? How can you pretend, even to yourself, that you don't love where you are right now? Love how far I went to get you back. The wonderful attention I give to your body. You're mine. You always were. And I will hold on to you. So tight now that you know the real me. Now you see me. I worship your cock. I need your touch. I crave. The only person on this earth who I can be good to. Moan for me. Yes, yes, good boy. Let me know how good it feels. How bad you want to come for me. Please come. Come for me. I need to know for sure you still care. Shoot, Busy. Shoot inside me. Good boy. You taste so needy. Good boy. You must have needed your angel so badly. What a cutie. I'm gonna tie you down to the bed and cuddle the fuck out of you. Just don't scare me like that again. You're so important to me.